We are coming up on this phenomenon that everybody talks about all year long, called the North Texas Giving Day. It seems like it's been around longer than this, but it started about 11 years ago, and it raises a phenomenal amount of money for a lot of really good causes, and all this comes from the Communities Foundation. Dave Scullin's president and CEO of the Communities Foundation of Texas, and has been for the last 2.5 years, and for the last 2.5 years gets to take credit for raising all that money. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, David. It is a thrill to be the CEO of Communities Foundation of Texas, and this is one of the most fun things we do.
You know, I love marketing, and this is just the greatest idea in the world, because everybody feels good about giving away money. But you got to stimulate people. And this is a dead period. The last thing anybody's thinking about is maybe getting out of the heat or making it until Thanksgiving. But this is not a period when I would think that Ely Mocenary institutions do very well.
The momentum has just built. I'll tell you, we don't think it's a dead period because we're running hard.
But if it weren't for this, I think it would.
I think it would. People would be focused on the football, which is great, but this is a great time to do something like this.
So you all, this is an outgrowth of what you do. What you do is I can give you a bunch of money or a bunch of stock and take the write-off right away, and then I get to help, you get to help me distribute the money maybe over the next two or three or four or five years. This, however, is sort of a broad community outreach. How many charities are you going to be raising money for?
Shockingly, a little over 3,000, 3,050. That's more than we've ever done.
And how many people were participating?
Well, that remains to be seen. Last year was our record. 81,000 people gave a total of 157,000 gifts.
So but this is all new business. I mean, you don't have 81,000 members of the community.
And the president crazy and the president was crazy and set a goal this year, that would be me, by the way, of getting to 100,000. That's almost a 25% increase. But there's millions of people here who live this community, and we just have to help them find a way to be part of this.
Is this a good time to be doing what you're doing? I mean, it's always, I don't feel good and everything else, but, you know, tax laws are changing. We always have, seems like we always have an uncertain economy. And I know bull markets climb a wall of worry, but there's an enormous wall of worry up right now.
There is. But you know what we find, and part of our success as a community foundation, is that we appeal to people on both sides of the aisle politically. What we find when we talk to individuals is they just simply love their community. When community comes and we have a way to go to people and ask them, support others, help others here in this community, we'll make it easy for you and efficient, and the money will all go to those nonprofits. They come out in droves.
You know, that's part of the name of the organization. I guess it was lost on me. It is Communities Foundation. I mean, it is a local phenomenon. You keep the money here?
That's what it is. Actually, that's what's distinctive about our program is we serve, in the case of Giving Day, 20 counties, and the nonprofits have to be in those counties.
Well, this would explain it there, because I was looking around before we talked, trying to figure out just when the heck North Texas Giving Day was. And then I figured out September the 14th, and you got this big thing going on at North Park. Then I said, well, no, it's the 17th, because you get this big deal going at down the Arts District at Hall Park. And then I saw you're milking Denton on the 19th. And how many others? So when is Giving Day?
Giving Day is 9/19/19. So that's easy to remember. That's a week from on a Thursday. But early giving has already started. People can already start scheduling their gifts. My wife, Susan, and I scheduled 15 gifts just the other day. And we're only 381 gifts behind the record setter who gave 396 gifts last year.
Are you kidding?
I am not kidding. And he gave to every single nonprofit that supports animal care.
Oh, that's fabulous. But so, and again, remind me, so the reason I want to give on the 19th, aside from the fact that they need the money, it'll make me feel good, is that there's a match. And how does that work?
Well, we get bonus funds from people who want to support the event. And if you give any amount up to $10,000, you will get some allocation, pro rata allocation of those bonus funds. But so many of the nonprofits, last year about 450 of the 2,700 that gave last year went out and got challenge grants, which would basically
for themselves
for that nonprofit. And so the nonprofits that do the best get big donors to extend challenge grants. If you put money into my organization, I'll match it. And what happens is people go into Giving Day for the first time and they start looking at what is their area of interest, and they look for who is extending challenge grants. If I'm interested in supporting animal care, let's pick a nonprofit that has a challenge grant, and they may get $2 for the dollar I give.
I like it. It's a good idea. So the official, so you're having an informal kickoff on the 12th?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, it's basically a celebration we pulled together. We've got 9 mayors coming this year who will be there. We've got a number of state representatives that will participate. We have donors and other community leaders. And we'll have some secret guests that will not be announced until Thursday, but we're very, very excited. We'll have 300 people at Communities Foundation of Texas over on Carruth Haven near North Park Mall. Yeah.
What did I say? The logistics of this, I mean, is all this online? Are people calling? You have a telephone bank?
We do have a telephone bank, but almost all of it is online. And that allows us to connect with a lot of people. It's so efficient. Susan and I scheduled our gifts in about 45 minutes or so. We also have others that go in that are more astute than I am with their social media, but they set up crowdfunding pages with a link to our website. They might pick a nonprofit that they care for, and then they send it out to their audience and say, support me and my nonprofit, which is, you know, whatever charity. Last year, we had 1,800 people do that, and that raised $700,000, and almost all of that money were new to the nonprofits that were supported. So it was just this whole new link.
Whatever works. And awfully good causes. We're here's hoping that that the president doesn't look bad with his lofty goals that he set.
Well, I need all the help I can get.
CEO might fire him. Dave Scotland is president and CEO of Communities Foundation of Texas, and North Texas Giving Day is the
9/19/19.
All right, but you can give early and frequently.
You can give early, frequently, and join our honorary chairs this year, Dirk and Jessica Nowitzki.
Oh, that's a good idea. David Johnson, News Radio, 1080 KRLD.